It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. Well, we've got Jalen on the line for another Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. Getting ready for the holiday and looking forward to a little time off. How about you?
Yeah. Same. Looks like we might have a little bit of a white Christmas after all, the way it looks.
Sounds like it, though. Where I'm going, it might not. Missouri, it's always hit and miss if there's going to be white or not. So.
Hey, that's fine, too.
It happens.
A little warmer.
Yeah, I'll take a little warmer. Yeah, well, see, they were in the 70s earlier this week, and now they're talking about 39 for tomorrow, so they're all freezing, and I'm like, that's tropical.
Come
north if you want to see cold.
Yeah. 39 would be just fine.
Exactly. So, what kind of things are we keeping an eye on this week?
Yeah, you know, it's been another pretty slow week in the markets. You know, it seems like with the lack of news, I guess, and stuff, the holiday trade might have come a little bit earlier this year. Corn volume yesterday actually was the lowest in about 2 years, so not a lot of interest in, you know, the speculating and day trading corn right now, and just really a lack of farmer selling, obviously, for obvious reasons. So, you know, it's been quiet. A lot of it's around South American weather. You know, just to update on that, Cordoba, you know, you're one of your two main states there in Argentina, got some pop-up showers last night that actually amounted to, you know, half an inch to an inch in some areas, and that was pretty key. You know, they're continuing to get little rains when they need it now to start the season. You know, obviously it's still early there. You know, they're just planting or getting done planting. So the rains are welcomed, but at the same time, you know, they have a long growing season left, you know, through January and February. So we'll continue to monitor it, but for now, Argentina and even southern Brazil. Southern Brazil is expected to get some rains here in the next 5 days or so, and they really do need it. You know, if you looked at a report that just came out the other day, it looks like over half of their first crop corn and soybean producing areas were drier than normal over the last 2 weeks. So they do need some rain, but like I said, they're expected to get it. So as of right now, South America, you know, we just kind of put on hold for probably until after the new year. As of right now, the way it looks, they're pretty good on rain there. As far as demand goes, actually pretty good this morning. Corn demand a lot higher than expected on export sales. Maybe seeing a little extra business done now that we just hit some new contract lows, you know, down in that area. And as we're going into the holiday season here, guys trying to get covered before the end of the year, and bean sales were pretty good as well. So we're going to need that to continue going forward, but we'll take it week by week, and this week it looks good so far on the demand side.
All right, so next week going to be shortened with the holidays and everything. What kind of things should we keep an eye on that kind of probably quiet week?
Yeah, I think it probably will be a little quiet. You know, there's just a couple things going on. Tomorrow afternoon, the markets will close a little early, 12:05 close, and then Monday, we're obviously closed for Christmas. No overnight trade Monday, and it'll open back up at Tuesday morning at 8:30. I would assume, you know, these days next week, right in between Christmas and the New Year's, probably a little slow. The main thing you have going is January futures, first notice day, coming next Friday. So guys will try to be out of their January bean positions. That'll just affect the bean market, not the corn. But we'll have to be out of those by Thursday. So if you do have, you know, HTAs, basis fix, anything like that under for January beans, be aware of that. But from the futures market perspective, similar to what we talked about with corn before December went off the board, there is, you know, a correlation between the week leading up to first notice day and a little pressure in the markets. It is a little more prevalent in corn than beans, but we have seen it in beans as well. So, you know, just be aware of that. You know, looking at the charts right now, beans are very oversold. They have been for a few days, which usually means, you know, at some point we'll hit a little short-term bottom here. But at the same time, you get a little light volume trade. You get first notice day next week. There's still risk in the bean market, I guess. We broke through some supports, and really the next true support would be about 20 cents lower. Corn, we had a triple bottom in at 346.5 March corn. 3 days in a row we hit that low. That usually doesn't bode well, double or triple bottoms. You know, the old saying is that they'll get taken out at some point. So just, you know, be aware of that. We're seeing a nice little jump here this morning, and we'll take it. But just be aware, you know, that there's still a little bit of risk. December corn went off the board at 335.25. Sometimes in these carry markets, the lead contract tends to gravitate to where the previous one went off the board. So just be aware of that number, that 335 number, if we need to make some cash flow sales or anything coming up. Other than that, you know, we are a little oversold on the chart, so if you have time on our side, might not be a bad thing.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that, and we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll be talking to you again. That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.